Back effort. Full marks to Tristan Ferrara on that entire play. The foul is on Olkowski, second for Connor in the first of the half for the Raiders, but it was Ferrara who dribbled it out of pressure in the backcourt, got it up front, recovered when done, lost the handle in the lane, and almost made the basket himself on a putback. Blake's second free throw is around and off after he dropped the first. Pressure in the backcourt. Taken there by the Raiders, and then Dunn pushes down Kowalski and draws the foul. Second foul for Blake. 43-16, Saugatuck with the lead. 6:17 to go, first, third quarter. Matthew Bodie comes in to replace Noah Rufo for Decatur. Ball at midcourt, Smith. Back to Bodie. Weber all over him. Wes is playing with two fouls early. Bodie, double dribble. Use two hands. 12 turnovers for Decatur. And it's been Saugatuck with the lead, 43-60. Blake Dunn brings it over the timeline for the Tribe. He'll walk it over. Plays catch with Weber. Left side, Winnowicki fakes the three, pulls it back out to Dunn. Weber will now hoist the three from the left side. Back of the rim, no. Rebound, almost saved by Farrar, but went off his hands out of bounds. It goes to the gate. Raiders get a Waterville lead, and we know how good Waterville lead is. They'll get them at home on Friday night. While Saugatuck travels to Bangor. For doubleheader action both ways. Smith over the timeline. Bodie working on Weber. Wes over him like a hawk. Bodie's trying to get away from a five-second call. Gets a little help from Kowalski on the right side with Dunn on him. It's time to hone your game a little bit. Work on some of the drills. And we're going to get a timeout call by Joel Morris, a 30-second Michigan Tile timeout with 5:08 to go in the third quarter, and it's a 43-16 Saugatuck lead. Michigan Tile, winner sales. Stop in at Michigan Tile. So it's been all Saugatuck so far. Again, Mike Winnowicki with 12 points, Blake Dunn with 8, and 6 points for Joe Koszelski. 6 points each for Joby Kowalski and Jonathan Grosner for the Raiders. We have high school basketball coming up on Friday evening from the Dutch Dome as Holland High and Holland Christian meet for the second time in 6 days. And if Saturday afternoon's contest at the Civic Center was any indication in which Holland High needed a last-second shot to win over the Maroons, the rematch at the Dutch Dome might be just as exciting. That game will be brought to you, will be on our AM station, 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com with Greg Chandler. His call will begin at 7:10 for Holland Christian Holland basketball Friday night on our AM station, 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. Broadcast time around 7:10. Give Greg a shout out there. Been sub for him last Friday and wished him and his family well in the situation. He lost his dad last week and was able to happily fill in for him last Friday night in the game over at West Ottawa. Missed the game, and I got some stick for it, for missing the game between Saugatuck and Fenville. The never-forgotten game for the West Leonard Foundation with the Indians beat the Blackhawks for the second time this season. Inbounds. Raiders have it. They're down by 27, 43-16. Weber all over Bodie. And he clobbers over Olkowski. No call. Bodie dribbles it into a cul-de-sac in the right corner and flips it across court to Smith. Runner one-hand lane. No good. Koszelski tips it in the hands of Dunn for Saugatuck. Quickly in the front court for Weber. He's got some running room and spins and scores. Wes had a dunk in the first quarter. He spins and scores there for 4 points now. 45-16 for the Indians with the lead. And they've outscored their guests 5-0. So far in the first 4 minutes of the fourth, third quarter. And we got a foul on Wes Robert, who's already playing with two. He's got his pick. Just picked up his... Nope. Yep, it's picked up his third. Three fouls on Wes. And Tom Kaysen is not a happy camper. Neither is Wes Robert. Deep inbounds in the backcourt. Carter Smith recovers for the Gator. The Raider is moving left to right. And the black and gold. Smith fires a pass to Grosvenor. Trying to back in on Kaszelski. Banks it off of the glass and in. Grosvenor with eight. That stops a seven-point run. 45-18, Saugatuck with a 27-point lead. Dunn. At midcourt, plays catch with Kaszelski and Winnowicki. Joe's got it. His deflected pass for Dunn. Connor Okowski steps in front of that and turns it and forces a turnover. Quickly in the corner, left side for Kowalski. Triple is from the left corner as an air brick. Dunn battling with Bodie. Ties it up. Alternating position goes to the Raiders. And fresh five. And for Saugatuck now, the two Alexes, Anschutz and Segovia, join Joe Shishagwe, Austin Phillips, and Jake Kernick on the floor for Saugatuck. So the starting five get a break. The B team is in. And the B team just got a turnover deflected by Shishagwe on the inbounds into the hands of Segovia. He'll take it to the hole and miss it. Rebound snatched away by Connor Olkowski for Decatur. Bodie walks it over the timeline. No inclination to do anything because now he gets some pressure from the two Alexes. To Olkowski, he'll drive, one-handed, no. Rebound on the floor, scramble, Olkowski gets it, and a 30-second timeout is called by his coach, Joel Moore, to prevent a turnover. So it's another 30-second timeout. Or should be a full 60, but anyway, we'll get a Michigan Tile timeout. Winner sale stop in at Michigan Tile. Indicator is two timeouts left on in their pocket, four for Tom Kaysen. 45-18. Saugatuck with a very comfortable lead. They scored the first 10 points of the game. And have not been really challenged the rest of the way. .258 to go in the third. 45-18, Saugatuck with the lead. Decatur will inbound. We have a clock situation. Now they'll take a second off of the clock as they reset it. 2:50 to go. Inbounds to Kowalski. Joby into the lane, right side, low post right side. Olkowski couldn't get around Shishagwe, so he'll pull it back out for Kowalski. Gets it back for Olkowski. Now for Smith. Flips it to Connor. Right side, banker is good. Good play. Good executed play. Olkowski patient, getting that shot. 4 points for Connor. 45-20, Indians by 25. And deflected pass by Bodie out of bounds. Stays with Saugatuck. Sideline left, inbounds. After the emotional game with Fenville, two easy games, looks like. A big win in Goebbels, and right now a 25-point lead against Decatur. Banger coming up. Open is Phillips, and a nice pass from Shishagwe, and Austin lays it up and in. First two for Austin. 47-20. Indians that time moved the ball well and executed their play to perfection. Bodie with Kernick on him. Dribbles to midcourt, resets the offense for Connor Smith, trying to work around Anschutz. Connor with the dribble on the right side. Tries to use a pick from Olkowski, and then he got pushed onto the sidelines by Shishagwe, and Joe commits the foul. First foul on Joe, three on the Indians. Reinforcements coming in for Decatur. Matthew Saylor returns. So too does Noah Rufo. They'll sit down Olkowski and Grosvenor. So it's Saylor and Rufo, along with Kowalski, Bodie, and Smith on the floor for the Raiders. Minute 33 to go, third quarter. Indians by 27, 47 to 20. Curtis Smith, left side. Left corner for Noah Rufo. Cross court to Bodie. Indians the man-to-man right now. Decatur is not showing any willingness to go inside. Now it's Kowalski. Tries to flip it up, deflected, and then he gets shoved out of bounds by Jake Koenig, the football captain. Jake's first foul. Indians with four. Three Raiders came to the aid of Bodie, who hit the deck hard. But he's okay. And play resumes. Deep inbounds to Bodie at midcourt. Bodie trying to work on the double team. Right corner pass stolen by Shishagwe. He stepped in front of it, got the steal. And shoots. Kicks it right side for Segovia. No reset. Segovia right side, fakes the three. He's open, decided not to take it. And shoots, pulls it out. Koenig. Left corner, Phillips. Austin stops. Pass deflected into the hands of Saylor. Turnover, Saugatuck. Back the other way, Smith. And that's an offensive foul as Koenig got the feet down and in position in time. The force to foul on Carter Smith, second on Carter. Only two fouls and a half for Decatur. Last 34 seconds of this third quarter. Indians by 27, and Tom Kazin says one shot. So the Alexes will try to comply with Segovia getting it from Koenig. Anschutz. And gives it back to Alex on the left side. 15 seconds. Now, let's go, says Tom Kazin. Segovia left side. Nice pass quickly in the arc. A jumper by Segovia, by Anschutz. No good. Rebound snatched away by Saylor. Matthew in the backcourt.
When you're surfing, make sure you like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. You'll find the links at 927theband.com.
Over to Gator. You're listening to Saugatuck High Basketball on 927 The Band and 927theband.com. As we begin the fourth quarter, Saugatuck leads 47-20. Mike Winowicki with 12 points, 8 points for Blake Dunn, 6 for Joe Koszelski, 5 for Alex Segovia, 4 for Wes Webert, and Tristan Ferraro. And 2 each for Austin Phillips, Joshua Shagwe, Alex Anschutz, and Jake Vermeulen. Decatur, 8 points for Jonathan Grosner, 6 for Joby Kowalski, 4 for Connor Olkowski, and 2 for Carter Smith. Vermeulen, Phillips, Shishagwe, Koenig, and Anschutz on the floor for Saugatuck. Vermeulen, low post left, kicks it back for Phillips. Austin triple from the left side, no, in and out. Rebound offensive, Koenig puts it back up and in. Jake's on the board with his first two. 49-20. Back the other way, runner is good from Noah Rufo, and we have him for his first 2 points of the season for the Raiders. Although we don't have the book from last night, whether or not Noah put any points on the board last night or not. Here is Koenig. Right side, two hand shoots. Alex flips it to the left side for Phillips. In the lane to Shagwe. One handed runner is good. Joey with four. Six is a season high. 51-22, Saugatuck with the lead. Minute gone, fourth quarter. Rufo between the rings to a wide open Kowalski. Joby with the layup and good. 8 points for Joby. 51-24. We only had 11 points scored in the third quarter total. Deflected pass out of bounds by Smith for the Raiders. Bailey O'Brien comes in. Shishagwe will sit. And Tom Kate, well, he's going to bring Webber back in. Give Wes some playing time. He's had foul trouble and hasn't really done a lot of work today. So he's got to work up a sweat. Deflected pass through the hands of Bailey O'Brien. Turnover, Saugatuck. Recovered by Olkowski. Connors had a good game tonight for the Raiders. Joby Kowalski. For Grosner. As he tries to drive, he hits the deck. He'll be fouled. Foul on Bailey O'Brien. He's got two fouls. Five fouls on Saugatuck. Koenig will sit down. Weber comes in. Winawicki comes in for Austin Phillips. So Indians bringing their two big guns right now to get some playing time. Matthew Saylor replaces. Well, maybe. Okay, now he replaced Grosvenor. Maybe they should allow him to play with six. Power play basketball. Well, no, they got to play him with five. Rufo will inbound, baseline right offensive. To Smith. Drives through two defenders, puts it high off of the glass. No, draws contact with the foul. Alex Ann shoots with the violation. First foul on Alex. So Smith will be at foul line right. Carlos Ratchet was going to check in, but he'll sit down again. Probably see some playing time, though. Smith bricks the first of the two free throws. 0 for 2 tonight, Decatur's free throw shooting. 6:15 to go in the fourth quarter. Saugatuck leads by 27, 51-24. Second one goes for Smith. He has three. Here's Weber. Left side jumper, no. Rebound put back up and in. Good running put back by Jake Vermeulen. Four for Jake. 53-25. Vermeulen, backdoor rebound. Easy put back up and in. Talking to Marlena Capitosto, the assistant coach for the women team, and talking about that game against Goebbels. Too many backdoor rebounds. She said she loved that. She was a player. Here's a steal by Anschutz at midcourt. Misses it. Rejected by Kowalski, but followed up and in by Weber. West with six. 55-25. It's a 30-point game. Kowalski triples, scores, and we have a foul away from the court, away from the play. Joby now with 11. 55-28. We're just waiting to see if foul is away from the ball. It's against Decatur. The second foul, I believe. It's going to be on Saylor. Saylor was the one who committed the foul. That's his first. Only three against the Raiders. Front court, Saugatuck. Weber sits down. Phillips replaces him. Here's Vermeulen. Nice play underneath. Gaze it up and in. Six for Jake. That's a season high for Vermeulen. 57-28. Saugatuck with the lead. 5 minutes to go. Here's Kowalski. To Smith, top of the circle. And we have a foul. Anschutz a little bit too close. Second foul on Alex. We'll go to one and ones.
92-7, the band.
Koenig come in. Winawicki and Anschutz sits down. Right now, Tom Kaysen just running players through, keeping them a little fresh. Smith drops the front end of the one and one. Carter with five, with four now. Second one coming for Carter Smith. Problem. He's got them, both. 57-30, a 27-point Saugatuck lead. 4:55 to go in this one. Here's Bailey O'Brien, runner, one-hander in the lane. No. Rebound grabbed off by Saylor for Decatur. Kowalski brings it over the timeline. Joby has that Leighton Baines look to him, the Everton soccer forward. So has similar physical features. Here is Kowalski. Saylor, Russo, between the rings, triple try, Smith. Nice, well-executed play. Smith misses it, rebound. Krzyzewski, 3-on-2 the other way. Bounces it for Phillips, drives and scores. Austin with four. 59-30, Indians by 29. That's a season high now for Phillips. So Phillips and Vermeulen each with season highs tonight against the Raiders. Six for Vermeulen and four for Phillips. Here is Saylor, runner in the lane, doesn't get the bounce, and deflects. O'Brien knocks it out of bounds on the rebound. Krzyzewski's night is over. In comes Alex Anschutz. All right, Alex Segovia. Segovia and Koenig, O'Brien, Vermeulen, and Phillips on the floor for Saugatuck. Halfway through the fourth. And as Noah Rufa tries to drive right side, too close was the defender. He'll be called for the foul. That's Jake Kernick. That's two on Jake. Bonus light is up, so it's a one-on-one situation for Noah. Matthew Bodie replaces Connor Olkowski. As I said, Olkowski is one of the guys that you can say he put in a good shift tonight. He played well. Missed free throw by Rufo. Rebound O'Brien. To driving Kernick. One-handed runner on the right side goes. Jake with four. 61-30. 3:32 to go. Here is Smith. Left side trying to work around the defender. Shot by Sailors. No good. Rebound O'Brien. O'Brien will take it all the way to a wide open Kernick, but he misses the one-hander. Rebound Rufo for Decatur. Kowalski having problems with handling it. He gets it to Sailor. Underneath for Bodie. He's in two-time under some pressure, but does get a shot off. No rebound for Mulan. For Saugatuck. O'Brien wants to get the break running. Kernick back out to Segovia, and he traveled with it. Nine turnovers, only 3 points for the Raiders tonight off of him. Now we'll see Carlos Roshan, the senior, making his first appearance. They got empties the bench. Yep. Empties the available players for the Raiders. I think they have one player left. I'm not certain. That hasn't played yet. Indians, of course, have had emptied the bench in the first half. Rufo, right corner, Sailor. Matthew, back to Rufo. He'll triple from the right side. Got it from the right side. Good tray from Noah. He's got five. That should be a season high for him. 61-33. Indians by 27, 28.
Holland of the Lake Shores, 92-7.
The Van. Here's a drive by Segovia. Lays it up, lays it in. And Tom Kaysen calls timeout just to get a substitution in. 63-33. Segovia with seven. He had eight last night. Front court, Rufo for Decatur to a wide open Bodie. Puts it up, puts it in, draws contact and a foul by Andrews. First two for Bodie. They're going to call the foul on Andrews. That's three on Alex. Bodie doesn't get the free throw. Rebound Jake Vermeulen for Saugatuck. Front court. Anschutz tries to drive. Ball knocked out of bounds by Rashad. And it'll be inbounded by Saugatuck underneath their own basket. See the Saugatuck JV girls? Hopefully they had a good night. They don't look too happy, though. Inbounds goes to Vermeulen. He tried to get the entry pass in for Phillips, and it's booted by Sailor. And so the violation keeps the ball in Saugatuck's hands. Right side, Phillips. Triples from there. Short. Rebound, Vermeulen puts it back up and in. Jake with eight. Season high for him. Continues. 65-35. Saugatuck by 30. Minute and a half to go. Smith. Hands it to Rufo. Pass underneath the Bodie. Saves it along the baseline for Smith. Bounces it to Rufo. Inside the arc. Jumper from there. Got it from there. Noah with 7.25 in the game. And in the game. 65-37. And Kim Rumsa just said we lost. I saw that. Jumper on the left side by Austin Phillips. No good. Rebound by Decatur. 55 seconds left. Here's a one-handed runner by Rufo. No good. Ball deflected off of O'Brien's hands out of bounds. Stays in Decatur's hands. But it's going to be a good night for the Varsities. both teams will come away with wins from their guests from the south side of the conference. Here's Rasha trying to drive on two defenders. We'll take draw a foul and go to the line with 37 seconds to go on this one. Foul is on Jake Koenig. That's three on Jacob. Two shots for the left-handed shooting, Carlos Rasha. This is the first. This is the time when you need to get points. You don't see much playing time, and you get a free throw. So you got to make them. Get some varsity points. Joel Moore working the sidelines, the coach of the Raiders. Second one is also no good. Rebound, Jake Vermeulen for Saugatuck. And shoots over the timeline. Left side for Phillips. Into the lane, tries to take it to the basket, draws contact and a foul. Some's not trying to run the score, and they're just trying to run the offense right now. Foul is, I believe, on Matthew Boydie, his third. Well, they got him for four now. First one is good for Austin Phillips. 5 points for Austin. His season high continues. He's got six now. 67-37. 23 seconds left in this one. We'll hear from Coach Tom Kazin when this one's over. We'll recap the scoring. Brief recap of the girls' game, and then we'll get out of here. So, it's been a good night for Saugatuck basketball. 8 seconds left. Smith is just dribbling the timeout for Decatur. He'll try a three. Blocked by Phillips. And the game is over. The Saugatuck Indians did what they had to do. Take care of an overmatched opponent. They do so in style, defeating the Decatur Raiders tonight by a final score of 67-37. We'll recap the game for you, give you the numbers, and have Coach Tom Kazin talk about them in a few moments. You're listening to Saugatuck High Basketball on 92.7 The Fan and 92.7TheFan.com. Saugatuck Indians post their 13th win in 15 games this season as they defeat the Decatur Raiders tonight by a final score of 67-37 and handing the Raiders their 13th loss of the season and 12th straight setback. 2-13, the report card for Joel Moore's team. Indians scored the first 10 points of the game and held their visitors to just 8 points in the first and in the second quarters to comfortably lead, and they cruised to the victory. So let's give you the numbers. The Decatur Raiders falling to 2-13 on the season with their 12th straight loss. Led tonight offensively by Joby Kowalski with 11 points. 8 points for Jonathan Grossner. 7 points for Noah Rufo. 5 points for Carter Smith. 4 for Connor Olkowski. A couple for Matthew Bodie. Playing but not scoring, Carlos Ratchet and Matthew Saylor. Decatur had 16 turnovers and turned into 18 Saugatuck points. And the Raiders were 3-7 from the free throw line. Saugatuck with the win. 13-2 on the season. Led offensively tonight by Mike Winowicki, who scored all 12 of his points in the first half. 8 points each for Blake Dunn and Jake Vermeulen. Vermeulen a season high. 7 points for Alex Segovia. 6 points for Wes Weber, Joe Koszelski. And Austin Phillips. Phillips is season high.
Rocking the Lake Shore. 92.7 The Fan.
2 points for Alex Anschutz, playing but not scoring tonight, Bailey O'Brien. Saugatuck led off, had 13 of 15 from the free throw line, and 9 turnovers turned only into 3 Decatur points. Tom Kazin has made his way up to the broadcast, to the mezzanine, to join us to talk about a 67-37 game. When you have an overmatch opponent, you put them away. That's exactly what Saugatuck did tonight.
That's what we wanted to do. I'm glad my guys got some rest. I mean, Mike and Wes, they've been logging a lot of minutes, so we got a game Friday, but I was pleased with we didn't let up. You tend to get ahead, you get lazy, but we didn't let up.
What you wanted from this game, besides rest for your starters, you wanted some of your reserves to get some minutes quality minutes and execute minutes. And I thought they did for the most part. Vermeulen had 8 points. I mean, he had a, you know, I've talked about him before. I kind of like the looks of him, and, you know, he showed some glimpses, and he showed that tonight.
Yep, he had 8 last night as well. He just, Jake's going to be a great player here. He's got a little work to do on the defensive end, but we're able to get him going a little bit, and Joe Shishagway is the one that we really need to get going, and then Alex Segovia stepped up a little bit too tonight. So
the two Alexes certainly, you know,
and shoots.
And shoots. Guys that get the building blocks now, you want to look on 2014 right now, but you got to look ahead with some of these younger players.
Always do.
Okay. You got through a little bit of a gauntlet now. 3 games in 5 days, 3 good victories, the emotional game with on Friday, and then 2 games that you needed to take care of opponents. Yep. You did take care of opponents. Shaping up well, Bangor on the road, and then back here from Lawton on Tuesday.
Yep, we'll take tomorrow off, regroup on Thursday, travel to Bangor, which is a hard place to play, and just take one game at a time, Gary. That's all we can do. Lawton's a good club. Bangor had some kids suspended to have them back, so I'm sure there'll be a new-look team as well.
Tom Kaysen, good luck to you and your team. Very nice 67-37 win tonight.
All right, thanks, Gary. Thanks for being here.
And we'll see you on Tuesday night as the Indians take on the Lawton Blue Devils. All right, and what we will do is this. We'll tell you that it's been a doubleheader sweep tonight for Saugatuck as the girls won by a score of 41-37. And in that girls' game, a 13-point run late in the second quarter and finishing off the second quarter with a 15-2 advantage gave Saugatuck a lead. They led by as many as 10 points in the fourth quarter, in the third quarter, I should say, before Decatur came back and made it a close game. But they never relinquished a lead, and Saugatuck got the win over the SAC North leaders coming into the game tonight, the Decatur Raiders. We're leading on the girls' side with a 12-2 mark and 6-0 in the SAC South. And the Indian girls took care of them tonight, 41-37 behind. 13 points from Morgan Bursch and 10 from Kaylee Garris. 10 points in losing cause for Brianna Serdell in the fourth quarter in the comeback effort for the Raiders. So while the Raiders hit the road for games at home against Water Valley on Friday night, the Saugatuck Indians are in Bangor Friday night for a doubleheader. The girls will be on the in action first for a 5:30 tip-off. You can make the down for the games against the Bikes. And then back here next week, Monday night, the girls will host North Muskegon. Tuesday night, the boys will host Lawton. We'll have both of those games for you right here on 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com. And our broadcast times will be at 6:40 both nights. Also want to remind you about Hope College basketball tomorrow night as the Flying Dutchmen are in Olivet. Take on the Comets. Join Ron Weatherby and Adam Prince for all of the action of Hope College basketball against Olivet. 7:45 broadcast time tomorrow night right here on 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com. Can't do a broadcast without the help of a lot of fine people. Want to thank head coaches Rick Overly and Joel Moore and athletic director Brian Southworth of the Decatur Raiders for their help. Thanks to head coaches Kevin Tringali and Tom Kaysen, athletic director Bill Dunn, and all the staff here at Saugatuck.
Long live Rock. 92.7 The Van.
Take care of the board back in our studios. Much appreciated. We appreciate that as well for help. Thanks to all of our fine sponsors who bring you Saugatuck High Athletics and basketball on 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com. And finally, and most importantly, thanks to all of you. We hope you enjoyed the broadcast. If you're a Saugatuck fan, you had double the basketball pleasure tonight in our final basketball doubleheader for Saugatuck on the season. It looks as if we will have a basketball doubleheader in the state tournament, but and then we'll get to that as we go along. But it's our last time we've done both the boys and girls on the same night for this particular season, and it's been a lot of fun. Outside of two glitches, we had Fenville beating Saugatuck's girls, and we had Water Valley beating Saugatuck's boys. But other than that, I think we had 6 doubleheaders and 10 wins out of 12. Not too bad for the Saugatuck Indians in doubleheader action here at Saugatuck High for our broadcast this season. We have more of Allen's Classic Hits coming your way. I'll be back with more news and sports tomorrow morning during the big show, Michigan's Big Show, with Michael Patrick Shields from 6 to 10 a.m. For Lindsay Saunders, I'm Gary Stevens saying so long from Saugatuck High School, where the Indians have scored a pair of victories over Decatur. The girls won 41-37. The boys win 67-37. Good night, everybody.